Starting off with this one, it's video playback. As you can see, we have two 4K monitors, two notebooks. One is the new 6th generation AMD platform. The other one is a platform from our competitor. And basically what we're doing is, this is running PowerDVD. We're running a bunch of H.265 or HAVC encoded video clips at different bit rates. So there's about, I think, 9 files in the playlist, so it's just looping through those files. And yeah, bit rates vary from 1.5 megs all the way up to 60 megs per second. And basically what you can see here is, well, first playback and how smooth it is. So the AMD platform with the hardware acceleration, the new UVD, which supports HAVC decoding, can handle this very easily. Very smooth playback, which is very different from the other system, which doesn't have that capability. The other thing is the CPU utilization. So on this system with the UVD, you can see very low utilization, whereas on the other system, it's struggling to decode these clips. And even with full CPU utilization, it doesn't achieve smooth playback. So pretty easy to see the difference here. On one system, you can get good experience, high quality video. On the other system, you can. All right, so that's the first demo. Any questions on this before we move on to the next one? Are these 60 frames per second clips, or I guess it might vary? It looks pretty.
I don't know off the top of my head. We will do 60 frames.
UVD does support 60 frames per second, so. All right, let's move on to the next one. So this one here is the application I think we had on the presentation as well. So this is the Looking Glass software. Basically what the demo shows is the end user result once all the videos have been analyzed, indexed, the face recognition has been done. So that part of the process is HSA accelerated. So we can utilize the GPU and get that task done very, very efficiently. Basically what it is, you know, you have your video files and then you have a collection of faces that were detected from those video clips. And it allows you to go and find videos where a specific face is seen. So you can pick, let's pick this guy from here. I don't know what his name is, but let's call him Guy. And then it will find the videos where this face is seen. So in this case, there was only one clip. Then you can click the video and then it will show you, it will highlight the part where you will see this face. So let's forward to this part, and that's the guy. That's our guy. And you can see that detection happened right there. So a couple other things we can do here. You can pick a face you don't want to see in a video, so you can use it that way as well. You can, you know, select multiple faces if you want to find videos where, you know, you have multiple people. So there's a lot of options. There are different tags you can give to the videos, and obviously you can name the faces accordingly. So that's a pretty interesting use case for the HSA technology.
That's neat with the choosing which faces you want and ones you don't. So you can say, I want videos with my sister, but not with my ex-brother-in-law. Right. And only do all those videos, so you can go through it.
So here we're switching from the notebook side to the desktop side. So it's a desktop system based on the 810 7870K Kaveri refresh, which we just launched. Let's restart the game. So there's no discrete card in the system. Everything is being run with the APU. The monitor also supports FreeSync. So with motherboard, FM2 Plus motherboard, with DisplayPort connector, you get FreeSync capability through the APU. So we're running Dirt Rally.
Great game.
Great. Awesome game.
Thanks, guys.
Awesome game. And we can see we're hitting pretty nice frame rates here with the APU only. That combined with the FreeSync technology gives you a very smooth gaming experience.
So can you show the graphic settings?
Let's see if I have a keyboard here. Oh. Okay. So settings are between low and medium, and it's full HD. So full HD with CMAA. So those are the basic settings there. And then if you want to see the advanced, so we're between low, medium, high. So. Very good gaming experience. So definitely recommend you to maybe give it a try later on. Switching gears to this system. So we have the same game. Awesome Dirt Rally, but this time it's running on the notebook platform, so this is with Carrizo. With the AMD branded car.
At which resolution?
It's also 1080p.
Okay.
So very nice experience there as well.
Is the resolution the same?
Yeah, same 1080p, yeah. Okay, quickly for the next one. So this is with Windows 10 technical preview. So we have the DX12 capability here. Same reference notebook platform for the new A series. And we're running the API overhead test here, just comparing the API overhead efficiency between DX11 and DX12. And basically what this test shows, there's two numbers you have to look for. One of them is the frames per second, which will start at high level and basically drops as the number of draw calls increases. So the more and more complex the scene becomes, the lower the frame rate, and basically the test will stop when frame rate drops to 30 frames per second. And that's basically how many draw calls you were able to push through. So yeah, first DX11, and we see the frame rate dropping pretty quickly as the draw calls increase. And then the benchmark will run the same test, same workload with the DX12 API. And what you'll notice is that the frame rate is obviously still dropping as the number of draw calls increases, but it's just dropping much, much slower. So with this lower overhead API, the application just can push a lot more stuff through, use the hardware much more efficiently. And so where with DX11 it was less than 500,000, with DX12 it is nearly 3 million.